Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be.
What's up, wrestling world? It's the one, the only, who the hell else? Brian Rails, a.k.a. B-Train, and I got a lot on my mind. First and foremost, let's get this out of the way, shall we? No, I think we're 2 days behind that, but let's get this out of the way, shall we? Monkeys in the truck, please get this right this time. Not laughing. Come on, guys. Please hit the right button. So let's cut to the chase. SmackDown Live, last night in Dallas, Texas, featured a lot of good things happening. Sure, Raw has most of their card mainly developed. SmackDown Live, holy crap on a cracker. To parallel the Intercontinental Championship match, you have Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, and Randy Orton, the United States Champion, defending his championship at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I don't know what to make of that match, guys, gals, but I will tell you, I am highly interested right now in a much more important matter, which I will discuss as I go along. The Bludgeon Brothers, one half of them at least, Luke Harper, basically destroyed one of the Usos. The Usos almost stole one with a super kick from the outside. And the Bludgeon Brothers made a statement basically saying, well, you want to kick me in the face on the outside? I'll just destroy you with an inside-out clothesline. Luke Harper ended up getting the win. You want to talk interesting? The women's division match between Naomi and Becky versus Sarah Logan and Liv Morgan, the bootleg version of Carmella. Honestly, this is my honest opinion of this. Okay. Nice back and forth action. Great. Another women's division match that took place. Natalia versus Charlotte. Charlotte ended up losing because thank you to the distraction of Carmella, who's been getting involved in Charlotte's matches right and left. Basically, Carmella comes out of the ring, nice distraction, very nice, nice and done. They got the fans' attention. I wonder, though, what if Carmella cashes in on the winner? Then she'd get Uber heat. Oh, well, who fucking cares? Anyhow, continuing on the night, because it's very boring and snowy, I don't think you guys need the live details, but I did fall asleep. That's why I did the show a little bit late. Anyways, continuing on. Now, Daniel Bryan started off the night giving an emotional comeback speech, which is pretty nice. They let him have his moment. Nobody interrupted. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, we're going to celebrate with Daniel Bryan. That did not happen. Didn't I just say I was asleep? So you were asking that question. Anyways, so from what I gather, they're setting up for a tag team match, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Do you honestly really think that they got fired? Come on. Just like Gargano, who showed up later tonight, for those of you who I spoiled it for, I intended to, not really. Come on, every single time wrestling gets spoiled for people because, oh my God, I was going to watch it, but thanks to you. Anyways, continuing my tirade about SmackDown Live, which is very, very seldom that I tirade about an awesome show. SmackDown Live! Let's see here. Continue. Shinsuke Nakamura went one-on-one with Rusev again. Fans really seem to be eating it up. All I ask is please don't overbook that. I know they're trying to prepare AJ Styles and Shinsuke for 34 in New Orleans, which is going to be a phenomenal matchup. Pun intended. Baron Corbin did pick up a victory against Ty Dillinger. Normally, I don't cheer for either of them. I'm just not big fans. Gotta be honest. The Lone Wolf he's the Lone Wolf. He's very boring. In-ring, same old shit. His finishing maneuver, I will give him this. His finishing maneuver is not bad. It's just a lot of work needs to be done on that guy. Anyways, moving along. So, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn show up to congratulate Daniel Bryan on his comeback. They've known each other for 14 years, if you haven't noticed. Those three came into WWE around the same time frame. And I thoroughly enjoyed how all three men worked the crowd. You know why? Because it's their job, and they do a fucking phenomenal job at it. Daniel Bryan ended up having to explain to them that he had to do the unthinkable and fire his two former compadres that worked with him at Armory's and other indie circuits and also Ring of Honor. It's a brilliant setup, folks, because now the stage is set for WrestleMania 34. What else? So overall, I give SmackDown an A. You know why? Because week in and week out, that show always proves, without a shadow of a doubt, that they are very entertaining with an underrated card. I wouldn't say underrated anymore because they have Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. And for those of you who think they're fired, again, haha, very funny. For some of us who actually got onto that shit, now we just enjoy it as fans, right, and pretend that they're not really, well, what little of kayfabe is still there. I guess some of you still, in your minds, believe that those two are fired. Well, SmackDown Live still has a roster, if you really think that. And two, I had fun watching Daniel Bryan basically do his yes kicks. A lot of people are wanting The Miz and Daniel Bryan to go at it. That's going to take away from what SmackDown Live is trying to accomplish as a roster. And to answer your question, no. That's your nickname, I guess. No Glam. No Glam. Do I believe Daniel Bryan will go after a title? I get asked this question a lot now. To answer your question, no, I don't know. Maybe, yes, so. Yes, Daniel Bryan should, in fact, go for a title if, in fact, he has one more match left in him. He, by far, is an inspiration, folks. You know, he did a wonderful job last night on last night's show. Now the war has begun between four men. And this all started back at Hell in a Cell in Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Sami Zayn pulled Kevin Owens away from Shane. Shane was about to hit a humongous elbow off the top of the cell. We all know how crazy Shane is. And we all know that that fall is not very safe, but Shane's a daredevil, so he does anything the fuck he wants. So not only that's where it started, but Shane's vendetta, you know, they build this whole thing between Shane, Kevin, and Sami. Okay, you get fans to talk about it, cool. Then you add Daniel Bryan in this. He was right. I was living vicariously through you two. Amazing that that's how those thoughts correlate. And it's a very, very good way to build a feud before WrestleMania, because in order for things to happen, in order, that's weird, my lights just went out. Hopefully the power doesn't go out and the show doesn't go off air. But, anyways, continuing forward, that's weird. Would you guys in the truck quit flickering the lights? In order for you to be a success, right, you have to make sure that the fans get an idea of what's going to be thrown at them. So Daniel Bryan, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon. What an interesting circle of friendship, right? Or interesting circle of death. The one thing that I can assure you all of is this. When Daniel Bryan steps foot back into the ring at WrestleMania 34 or sooner, aren't you the least bit concerned? Ah, man. The ring, for some of us who have been in the ring, whether you're manager, wrestler, referee, that is like home for us. Because you sleep in a hotel, you travel X amount of days, you see your family X amount of days, and you spend your time with them X amount of days. I guarantee you when Daniel Bryan returns in that ring, you will see a man that has waited so long to live out his dream, while everyone else was winning titles, everyone else was accolades and awards and praised, and this, you know, Daniel Bryan waited. He waited. That's what's special about this. That's what some of you may not understand, is that, yes, he's one of the smallest guys, and you guys claim to have always been on his side, regardless whether you heel or babyface. Some of you are liars, but some of you are telling the truth. Who am I to judge? You like who you want to like, and you like them when you want to like them. But some of you are just bandwagoning fucks who sit there and tell me you were big fans of The Shield when they first arrived on the scene. Again, that's not for me to judge, but I can tell you right now, it's the ones that say I've been there since day one. As a fan, I call bullshit. And, you know, it's funny. You learn something new every day, as I'll get into that during Off the Rails Uncensored, folks. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Bullet Club.
All right, folks, that takes us right into the advertisements. For those of you wanting to attend a wrestling school right here out east, you can go to plenty of schools. There's plenty of schools in New Jersey. But there's one that's more prominent than the others, folks. It's Monster Factory. You can go visit the website at www.monsterfactory.org. You can visit it from your phone on Safari or whatever Google Chromecast on your Androids or your smartphone. Point is, go to monsterfactory.org. Sign up for the Super Camp on April 20th and 21st. For those of you wanting to know exactly what that's all about, contact Danny Cage. Phone number is located directly on Instagram, directly on Twitter, and directly on Facebook. Or monsterfactory@instagram.com. Real Monster, and Real Danny Cage. You can message Danny online. You can message the Monster Factory on the website. For more information about tuition, please contact Danny Cage on monsterfactory.org. They will be sure to get back to you as promptly as they can. For those of you wishing to go to a school in the Midwest, you can visit NWLTPC at NWLLeague.com. Make your dreams of becoming a wrestler, referee, manager, commentator, whatever come true. That's NWLTPC. Located in North Kansas City, Missouri. For those of you wanting to join a school in Iowa, there's a school run by Todd Countryman, and also there's a school run by Merrick Brave at the famous school Brave for Black. The school's owner is Seth Rollins, by the way. So for more information, look under Google or what have you. Those of you wanting to join the WWE Network, it is free for your first month. It is $9.99. After that, it is $29.97. They have upped the shipping for some unbeknownst reason to me on WWE Shop, maybe because it's WrestleMania season, but $27.99. So if you want to get the shop card, you can do so at your local GameStops, Dollar Generals, Best Buys, 7-Elevens, and Walmart. For those of you wishing to catch up on New Japan, CZW, PWG, WWE Network has those. Smoky Mountain Wrestling, USWA, TVWA, AWA, Smoky Mountain Pro, WCW, ECW, and all the latest WWE and past WWE events such as WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Armageddon, Insurrection. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy pay-per-views going out back in the 90s, 80s. Well, not so much 80s. It was kind of uniform. Anyways, if you want the network, just do so, man. Get a valid username and password. Or do what most people do on Netflix. Bum one off your friend. That's kind of cheating the company. Out of $9.99 a month, which is cheaper than rent. Which, if you add that up total, $9.99 times 12, folks. Is $119.88. So if you want to get a WWE gift card, you can do that, and you wouldn't have to worry about renewing your subscription for the whole year. It just pays for itself. I think I'm going to do that. Matter of fact, not right now. Anyways, folks, if you really want to understand the rest of the advertisement, then you can translate me in many different languages. Anyways, for those of you wanting to fight a good fight against cancer, you can do so by going to two websites or more. Susan G. Komen, Cure for Connor. Make sure that you donate your time and your energy and your efforts into doing the marathons, into doing whatever it takes to help support your loved one who is going through cancer. My father, for example, my mom's best friend who passed away of breast cancer. Make sure you fight in their honor. Make sure you donate your time and your money if you want to fight the good fight against cancer. Kick cancer square in the ass. Again, that's Susan G. Komen, Cure for Connor. whatever plausible website to kick cancer square in the ass and help your loved ones fight the good fight. For those of you wanting to help your loved one let their wish come true of meeting WWE superstars such as John Cena, Dean Ambrose, The Undertaker, The Rock, Ken Shamrock, doesn't matter, put the name of the person involved in the search box. Make sure that you make that person's name correct, and also make sure that that child that you care for has one hell of a damn good time. Go to makeawish.com, make your child's wish come true. Official sponsors of the WWE WrestleMania 34 Extravaganza in New Orleans. Big shout out, go to Make-A-Wish. Also, people, if you haven't already done so, there are still tickets available for WrestleMania, believe it or not. Ticketmaster.com, StubHub, SeatGeek, TickPick, Eventbrite, TicketFly. Trust me, believe me, people are selling tickets like you wouldn't believe. For all your convenience, make sure that you check the tickets and how much they're going to cost you. Because there is such a thing as tax and fees. Oh, and the cheaper way folks are doing this, by the way, if you don't want to pay an Uber amount and you have a rent a car, look up parking spaces on your app store in Google Play, or look at the app store go to different things. I only paid $4 when I was in Houston for the parking space. $4. Just look on your app store. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, so we're going to segue out of the advertisements, and go straight into what I like to call, well, you know what? I had a blast yesterday on Tuesday's edition of Wrestle Radio. Of course, you know what follows. Off the Rails Uncensored, which is soon to have a guest. I don't know when, I don't know where. But I'll find someone and I'll find out how. Sounds like another extension, horrible extension of the advertisement. But I had fun yesterday with Ronnie Nicole and Buku Dao. They're probably two out of three of my favorite guests. I mean, every guest is my favorite. I can't play favorites with guests. Are you kidding me? Well, what kind of horrible radio co-host or former co-host am I? I had a great time. Thank you so much, Ronnie, for opening my eyes about the business a little bit more. Because it's better to learn than not learn at all. And Buku Dao, thank you so much, sir, for giving your insight and opinion. You learn something new every day. That is, you cannot be one-sided in the wrestling business. You can't be one-sided in anything that you do. Otherwise, you're going to fall flat on your face. And I'll get more into that. I'll get more in depth with it, if you will, later on during the Off the Rails segment. For now, I'm going to still focus on that aspect of things and also NXT. God bless that show. Do you know why? Does anybody know why? Tonight on Wednesday's edition of NXT Live, you saw more of the Dusty Rhodes Classic teams competing, Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. I guess that's a good substitution for Mustache Mountain Man Tyler Bate and his partner Trent Seven. Would have been great if Tyler Bate's knees were not, or knee wasn't so bad. Did Pete Dunne get just turned? I don't care. If you just asked that question, did Pete Dunne just get turned babyface? Doesn't matter. The dude's a freaking bruiserweight. He's brutal with these strikes. I loved how well him and Roderick Strong worked tonight as a team against Yeah, Orin Loki and Daniel Birch. They got, well, the guy's from Boston. Of course, I'm going to make fun of his name. Freaking frack, dude. Not all from Boston are bad. Uncle Bob is the only exception. And a few other people from Boston, that is. Anyways, I love how, you know, Adam Cole and Cassius Ohno put on a clinic tonight. NXT is the cream of the crop for WWE. The reason why, every match and every story that was told from beginning to end, although, you know, seeing all this or all this seeing whatever, Andrade seeing all this there, I got his name right, thank the Lord. I don't know what his plans are for Aleister Black, but Aleister Black will be live, and we all know how explosive he can be. I mean, look what he did to Velveteen Dream, playing mind games all year long until Survivor Series hit, and he had NXT TakeOver, and it was Aleister Black prevailing. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen when you watch NXT Live. Ember Moon sent a message to Shayna Baszler, I mean, Baszler. Nothing happened. How about you? Tap, snap, or nap? That woman has a lot to learn about how you work a crowd, not just by getting booze naturally, because I don't think anybody, except for maybe a few sick fucks, wants Shayna Baszler to be in NXT. Does she give it variety? Sure. Sure she does. She gives it variety, all right. No, no, she doesn't. Anyways. I know I got a minute left before I can carry on, as you say. So, is there anything other than, oh yes, Authors of Pain, who are going to face the Street Profits, Sanity versus Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong. Imagine the finals of Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong, a now put together team by Sir William Regal, who also, speaking of William Regal, the general manager of NXT, said he has an announcement for the audience, and it will impact the entire roster in a huge way. I wonder what his announcement is going to be. This is very, very huge if you are a big NXT fan, which I happen to be. So, anyways, folks, I'm going to segue into this nice little countdown that I have set up right now. I got, of course, I've discussed New Orleans with you all. Of course, I've discussed what you should bring, what you shouldn't bring. But I'm going to discuss with you about you learn something new every day. And also more of NXT is the cream of the crop for WWE. I have my reasons for doing this. Do you know why or saying these things? It's because it kind of sort of, well, it is true. Very what I just said, but I got 10 seconds, cool. 7, 6, 5, 2, 1.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something
so, you learn something every day. What could I possibly be referring to? When you're taught something in school, you come home, you try and apply what you learned in school, or you just sit at your desk and you wish someone would give you the answers over a text message, or you actually know what the hell you're doing, depending on your strength of knowledge about the subject, right? Well, I spoke yesterday with two people who gave me insight as what their viewpoints, not just on the business, but they told stories. We commiserated. We laughed. We had a serious moment yesterday. That serious moment happened to be about when Ronnie, Nicole, and I discussed, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Now, I know what boundaries do not get crossed in professional wrestling. Trust me from experience. When Ronnie said, if, you know, I've known that she has had encounters with horrible fans. But I needed to know, you know, I was like, is this a thing for wrestlers to expose fans and tell them, like, hey, you guys need to stop fucking around and start, you know, just enjoying the show instead of trying to look at me as an object. What I'm saying is, and how do you learn? How did I learn from that discussion yesterday with Ronnie? I learned that you must respect what still is of kayfabe. Kayfabe does still exist in some areas of wrestling, believe it or not. When you get older and, you know, you start out from liking the WWE or WCW or whatever you started out liking, you see the business from one side of the spectrum. You see it as they put on a show from a different town every week, and the wrestlers perform to the best of their ability to give you a show. What you don't learn at that, you know, from the age of like 4 years old to about 16, 17, some of you may say, well, I learned that wrestling was fake when the guy missed a punch, or I learned that wrestling was fake when blah, 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 blah. That shit turns into you either predicting what's going to happen because you've been on the other side of the business, or because you just know how to predict shit from the get-go. When Ronnie said something about kayfabe to me on yesterday's show, kind of caught me, like, it's like you don't have any business of what they're doing in the back, and you should respect the boundaries that are put in place for, you know, what little lack thereof or a little bit of kayfabe that has been left over. That tidbit of the interview I caught on fairly quickly, you know, because Ronnie has more experience. She lives in Japan. She goes stateside. She owns three businesses. Yes, I'm going to respect her opinion. Because if someone is knowledgeable about professional wrestling, you bet your ass I'm going to sit there and take the time out to listen to them. I also appreciated when she started discussing, like, what I said I was burned out in the business about wrestling business. Ronnie was kind enough to elaborate on how she said she was going to quit wrestling. I kind of find that intriguing because you don't really think that someone like Ronnie or someone like Buku Dao thought about quitting. Some may say they never thought about quitting until I started talking to a certain someone, and I'm not referring to me. But when she said, oh, I was talking to my trainer, said, I'm going to quit wrestling in 6 weeks, yada, yada, yada. What's really cool about the conversation yesterday is that you learn, your horizons get opened even more. Are you mad about the people doing the politicking, or are you mad at the fact that you're not succeeding? That was kind of a challenging thought, because at one point when I was involved with KCXW, I was happy the very first leg of trying this thing we call wrestling. And then when I wasn't getting what I wanted out of it, my brain was just, well, fuck, here I go again to this session. Here I go again to this training. It is what it is, man. Most people will tell me, well, you got most of it. I mean, you were there every single day. Yeah, I was there. But mentally, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, is there something new I can learn or do? You learn something new every day from somebody that you talk to, even if it is on the line, on an interview, on a podcast. You learn something every single day. And some people may not think they're the best advice givers, or I don't know why you'd be listening to me. I'm crazy. My advice, you can learn so much more from so many other people. Bronnie, she may not realize this, or maybe she does. She's a natural born leader. Why? Because she's friendly, she's polite. And most of you are telling me right now on message boards that I'm kissing her ass. No, I'm just telling it like it is. I appreciated the back and forth conversation. It was a very healthy thing. It wasn't very one-sided, although I get overexcited a lot. I tend to interrupt. My apologies, Miss Ronnie Nicole. My apologies, Buku Dow, for interrupting. But aside from all that, when I heard her say, you have got to respect the boundaries that were put in place a long time ago for the wrestlers, man or woman, has become prevalent that fans tend to, not all of us, tend to overstep our boundaries when it comes to professional wrestlers, whether it be sexually explicit messages, inappropriate messages, stalker messages. Y'all need to quit. And I'm glad Ronnie cleared the air with that, because I was wondering, like, is this to shame a fan? Is it to put fans on blast because the wrestler, and she said, are you a fan or are you professional? Because there are other instances that are non-sexual that a wrestler may take things out of context and look like the fool. So I'm glad she cleared the air about that, because on certain shows, I've been telling people, like, I don't know if someone acts like a fanboy or a keyboard warrior by saying, this fan did this, this fan did this. I'm going to speak for some of the fans, not all. All a wrestler owes us is a good show. That's all I ask. If you're a crappy wrestler, yes, we will let you know. Some of us on blogs, some of us on podcasts, and some of us who go to Facebook Live and make fools of ourselves and relay exactly how we fucking feel about how shitty of a wrestler you are. But like she said, you got to respect the boundaries that were put in place a long-ass time ago, so that us as the performers, us as the wrestlers, man or woman, could feel safe and not having to worry about someone's sexually explicit comments or someone's comment about following you after the show. Thank you, Ronnie, for clearing that up. Because for the longest time, I'm like, well, is this an issue that needs to be addressed? Or is it something that we need to verify? For me, it was more of like a verification thing because, yeah, sometimes fans, you know, we can go overboard. I'll be the first to admit, when you have a crush on someone, just say, hey, hope you don't mind me saying, you look really nice. Thank you. And just leave it at that. Don't go saying, I want to see you in a black lingerie, blah, 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 blah. Oh, the real man, that shit kind of That's not kind of, it is creepy. So fans who do that shit where, there's a fan who posts pictures of Alexa Bliss and on a fan page that I'm a part of. You creepy motherfucker, quit doing that shit. It's creepy. It's pretentious. It's also very stalker-esque. Appreciate the love for Alexa, but why are you taking pictures of her at the airports? And you didn't even ask politely, saying, hey, Miss Bliss, can I take a picture with you? Otherwise, what you're doing is you're making a fool of yourself. And others say, well, people like to bitch about it, they can get the fuck off this page. Why? Because that's so childish. That's beyond childish. Because you know you were in the wrong. Anyways, so as I was saying, you learn new shit every a price on knowledge. Although, if you go to a seminar or learn from somebody, yes, you can. But what I'm saying is what Ronnie dropped last night on yesterday on Wrestle Radio Tuesday edition. Thank you, Ronnie. Clap, 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 clap. I felt like something, you know, had to have been said. And not only that discussion, but you learn, like, okay, when it got to the segment where we were discussing being bitter or burned out about the business, it was to hear someone else say they thought about quitting too. That she actually thought she was going to quit and that her trainer finally convinced her, otherwise, suck it up, Buttercup, this is wrestling. That was great, and it was very eye-opening. It was very, very real and very organic. Same thing with Buku Dao. When he was discussing about the newbies just wanting to do this as a hobby, this is not, wrestling is not a hobby to some of us. Wrestling is a lifestyle. Yes, you can still own businesses like Ronnie. Yes, you can still have leisure time like Buku Dao. But when Buku Dao basically said, you know, I feel like you're in training class every day, we're discussing this, like how important, like discussing things such as how important social media is, how important it is to be on top of that shit. Otherwise, you're going to be one of those people, well, that gets bored, like me, obviously, and posts this stuff because you want a group of people, more than at least 10 to 12, start following what you post, start following what you talk about, what your videos are of, because if you don't, boy, you're going to fall flat on your face. You think wrestlers now have it easy because they have people do it for them? No. They're the ones posting on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and also the other, you know, they warn you to post on Snapchat. But the big three, as I like to call them, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, are a huge, vital part of your success. If it's not in your mind, then okay, it's up to you to succeed based on looks and prowess alone, right? All I'm saying is you learn new shit, you learn new stuff about the pro wrestling business every single time. Whether it be from a brother, a sister, a referee, a mentor, you learn something. And that's what I thrive on when I do this show, because if I'm not learning, I'm failing you guys as an audience. Sure, you know, a lot of you have been asking about co-hosts. Well, I didn't know how to run Wrestle Talk, or, you know, Blog Talk Radio. I probably wouldn't have been falling on my face, ladies and gents. Once you become comfortable, once you become complacent, there's no thrill anymore. That's why I'm telling you, I loved learning new stuff, whether it be from Brutal Bob, whether it was from Delirious, Sammy Callahan, about to learn from Danny Cage and more people from the Monster Factory, April 20th. I'm finally starting to put pieces of the puzzle together because I was so mad at wrestling. I was so mad because, well, you know, in some aspects I still have my moments, but I'm slowly starting to be at peace. Not there yet, but I am slowly but surely starting to get there. There comes a point in time in your career when you just say enough is enough and let go. Things come together themselves. Well, I'm learning it doesn't come together right away, but it takes certain advice, it takes certain feedback for me as an individual to succeed in the pro wrestling world. You know, I sell merchandise for Kurt Gannon. I also do this podcast thing. Most of you who listen to this might say, well, Mark fucking does any podcast. I mean, he just lives in his mother's basement. No, not necessarily true. I live with five other people, but we all contribute and we all make ourselves servants to whatever business we serve. Just like in pro wrestling, you've got to serve the business instead of thinking it's going to serve you first. Wise man once said, if you're not fulfilling your purpose or, you know, being a servant in any kind of way or contributing to pro wrestling, and you're just doing this as a hobby and you're not, you know, you're doing your 9-to-5 and just doing wrestling as a hobby, more power to you, but you're really not fulfilling what you're set out to do, Uncle Bob. Man, there's a lot of things that that man says that sticks with you. And he says new things every day, and you learn new things every day from that man. Moving forward, folks, I signed this nice little soft touch therapy session that I just relayed to you guys. I want to talk about NXT. How wonderful, how amazing their show is. Johnny Gargano returned to the building tonight. Tommaso Ciampa basically ripped up a sign of a special needs child. It was brilliant. I mean, the man gets heat without even saying a word. And it's just, I mean, this show has evolved so much from when they had Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Bobby Roode. You just keep, I mean, you look at the evolution of NXT's roster. Now they have Ricochet on the way, which I know Boo's going to say I love him, but I also fucking hate him. But anyways, the additions that they've had over the Roderick Strong in the past, Bryan Danielson, and I know most people are going to say, well, CM Punk's not there anymore. No, we, you know, in spirit, NXT's roster has evolved from 2009 up until now. Most people didn't believe that an amateur program for WWE would work out because of the traditional programming that it had originally been through. But if you take a look currently, Andrade, Cien Almas, Aleister Black, Killian Dane, Eric Young, Nikki Cross. The list of NXT's talent is endless. I mean, Aaliyah? Nah, maybe it's maybe it doesn't run as deep, but she did decent tonight for what it's worth. Ember Moon. Kind of like, you know, off the top. Stunner. Yeah, I'm trying to describe a move, sir. She goes to the top rope. It's a stunner. Looks like she's going to RKO, but instead of RKO, she goes, gives the stunner. Yay, and she calls it the Eclipse. Go figure. I do like the fact that Ember Moon's putting Shayna Baszler in her place. I do like the fact that there's a build between those two, and there's a healthy respect. I don't know. The fans will let you know exactly who they cheer for. The only thing I don't like about NXT is the fact that if you're a WWE audience, you now cheer for, let's go Cena, Cena sucks. Johnny Wrestling, he still sucks. You see where I'm going with this? I like certain things, and I also will talk about what I don't like. What I freaking fracking don't like is thank you, Mr. Cena, for poisoning the crowd a little tidbit in NXT with your half bipartisan, you know, half and half crowd. What happened to the good old days of just booing the ever living hell out of the heel, out of the building, and then yay, the baby face is here. Okay, let's cheer his ass. Wrestling's evolved in that regard, so I guess you can either adapt or change. See how electric a crowd is? Electric meaning one-sidedness, man. Like when Ty Dillinger comes out, even though I hate the bastard, because 10, 10, 10. Yes. Okay, well, yeah, I must hate the yes, yes, yes chance. I don't know. I don't hate those chants. I mean, those chants are kind of relevant, if you will, when it comes to procuring a chant. Aside from that, okay, so you have Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish. What do I think of those two? Adam Cole, some say he's reminiscent of a young Shawn Michaels. Again, folks, I'm not so sure you want to compare Adam Cole to Shawn Michaels. And a lot of people are using super kicks. How fucking cute, because the Young Bucks, who are very good friends with Adam Cole, they use the super kick too. Adam Cole uses another finisher, but, you know, his setup, Cassius Ohno tonight, where he said it was going to be a walk in the park, brilliant. Let the fans believe he's going to go in as cocky as hell. Now, Cassius Ohno did give him a fight, so maybe in the near future, Cassius could be put in a title picture. I mean, Adam Cole is no joke. Should he be considered for an NXT championship shot? How long are we going to keep the title on Andrade Cien Almas? How long are we going to keep the title on that man? I don't know, but I do think he's a good draw. He's kind of like if you put Macho Man and Eddie Guerrero together, that might be a good combo to compare because Eddie, the way he was, the way he carried himself, the way that he presented his passion for wrestling. Now, Cien Almas needs to, EF palms and occasional things to get the crowd like, well, can he say that? happened with Lesnar when he said, motherfucker, or how'd you like that, motherfucker, on live air, which, why should I care? Because, well, I'm the one watching and finding it highly entertaining. And two, don't you also find it ironic that a man who really has all the talent, that's why he has Zelina on the mic, because that's why you have a champion that can barely fucking speak. He just does it with these actions. There's certain guys like that. Okay, I think, now let's see, Kota Ibushi, Okada, they're not NXT. But Cien Almas needs to work. And I mean work on learning how to mine. That's it. But if you, you know, I guess if you can compensate with your talent inside the ring, great. If not, that's the one kind of dark spot of NXT. Is that some people, like, okay, Shayna Baszler, Andrade, Cien Almas, apparently improved a lot with Zelina. They need to work on their mic skills. That's the only reprimand I have for NXT. Other than that, they're the cream of the crop. They just keep evolving their roster, giving the audience something to look forward to, and not only take over New Orleans, but take over Brooklyn, take over Survivor Series in LA. Like, it's going to be off the chain. So I guess this is my 1 minute warning. Hilarious. Well, folks, I'd like to thank you for joining me on Off the Rails Uncensored. I've had fun this year, and let me tell you, I'm going to have even more fun by going to WrestleMania 34. And this time, I'm not sitting in the fucking nosebleeds like last year. And I actually get to enjoy WrestleCon and have me a damn good time. So, for those of you who are wishing to join us every single Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, thank you so much. Thank you to the fans in the UK, Latvia, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, everywhere, Japan, Australia, our fans everywhere, we thank you so much. It's going to be crazy at WrestleMania 34. Hope to see you all there at WrestleCon, and not just WrestleCon, but NXT TakeOver New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center and WrestleMania 34 at the Superdome. I'm B-Train. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Just forget about it. And toodles, bitches. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost was so high.